masts with stretched sail, we went oversea to day's end. Sun to his slumber, shadows o'er all the ocean. Came we then to the bounds of deepest water, covered with close-webbed mist, unpierced ever with glitter of sun rays, nor with stars stretched, nor looking back from heaven. Swartest night stretched over wretched men there, the ocean flowing backward. Came we then to the place aforesaid by Circe. Here did they rites, Perimedes and Eurylochus. And drawing sword from my hip, I dug the L-square pitkin. Four new libations unto each the dead. First mead and then sweet wine, water mixed with white flour. Then prayed I many a prayer to the sickly death's heads as set in Ithaca. Sterile bulls of the best for sacrifice, heaping the pyre with goods. The sheep to Tiresias only, black and the bell sheep. Dark blood flowed in the foss. Souls out of Erebus, cadaverous dead, of brides, of youths, and of the old who had borne much. Souls stained with recent tears, girls tender, many men upmauled with bronze lance heads, battle spoil bearing yet dreary arms. These many crowded about me with shouting pallor upon me, cried to my men for more beasts, slaughtered the herds, sheep slain the bronze, poured ointment, cried to the gods, to Pluto the strong, and praised to Proserpine. Unsheathed the narrow sword, I set to keep off the impetuous, impotent dead till I should hear Tiresias. But first Elpenor came, our friend Elpenor, unburied, cast on the wide earth, limbs that we left in the house of Circe, unwept, unwrapped in sepulchre since toils urged other. Pitiful spirit.